Super Biton performing on stage in Bamako, Mali, a couple of months ago and recorded specially for World Roots. The programme was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock, time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
The unmistakable drum work of jazz legend Roy Haynes, and on this special New Year's edition of the show, a drum fest with concert music from the master drummer Roy Haynes and his Fountain of Youth band, plus an in-depth conversation with him recorded at the 2011 London Jazz Festival. By way of a contrast, before we celebrate all things drums, something special from a recent 5-CD box set celebrating the artistry of bass icon Charlie Mingus through 5 of his key album recordings. Let's hear one of the great opening album tracks of all time, Mingus on the piano and also singing, wailing and shrieking, Roland Kirk on sax and siren and playing 3 tenors at the same time at one point and with a swanny whistle up one nostril. Doug Watkins is on the bass, Brooker Irvine on tenor sax, Jimmy Nepper on trombone and Danny Richmond keeping the drums shuffling. This is Hog Callin' Blues, originally from the 1962 release, Oh Yeah.
Oh!
Out now on the Warner label, the 5-CD box set of Charles Mingus, called the Original Album Series, which includes 5 of his key albums, and we chose Oh Yeah, and you just heard the opening track called Hog Callin' Blues. Other titles on that particular CD, which feature Mingus on piano throughout, include the slightly dubious Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am and the witty and playful Eat That Chicken. It's an atmospheric and joyful recording with everybody sounding like they're having a lot of fun, and that 5-CD collection is out now. Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist Norma Winston MBE was, for me, one of the highlights of last year's Jazz Voice concert, which opened the London Jazz Festival at the Barbican. Norma, together with distinguished British arranger Mike Gibbs and the world-class Hamburg-based NDR Big Band, have released Here's a Song for You. It's a collection of rare pop songs sitting comfortably alongside standards by Fats Waller and Cole Porter. But here's Norma's version of the Tom Waits song, Soldiers Things.
some kettle drums and swallowtail coats, tablecloths and patent leather shoes, bathing suits and bowling balls and clarinets and rings. All this radio really needs.
Norma Winston with Soldier's Things by Tom Waits and the NDR Big Band, conducted and arranged by Mike Gibbs. And you can go and hear Norma as part of Evan Parker's, might I suggest, 2012 festival at the Vortex in London. And that's on Saturday, the 28th of January. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on DAB Digital Radio. Well, back in November of last year, Kevin Legendre caught up with drumming superstar Roy Haynes in advance of his concert at the Queen Elizabeth Hall at the South Bank Centre on Friday the 18th of November. That was part of the London Jazz Festival. Shortly we'll be hearing highlights from the concert set, but first let's hear part of that interview, which was part of the festival's Hear Me Talking to You strand.
You have played with some of the greats of jazz over many years. People like Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, Sarah Vaughan, etc., etc., etc. But I think an obvious place to start is the fact that you're now 85 years old and you are still going strong. I saw you during the sound check, warming up, and I was amazed by the energy that you have, and the vitality. What keeps you going?
I never think about it until somebody says, you know, you have this energy. You know, it's just something that is natural, I think, in my life, you know. And it's inspiring to hear that, though, that I have this energy business. You know, I feel good about it.
And we feel good about it as well.
Yeah, thank you.
The drums are very physical. It's a very demanding instrument. Do you have a particular fitness regime to stay in shape, to keep playing the instrument?
Sometimes I don't realize that the drums are as physical and things as people say. You know, it's what I love to do. It's what I've been doing all my life. So to me, it's like it's no more than walking, if that's physical, you know. And I don't look at it as such, you know, until I'm reminded you know, that it is physical, but I don't know, it's something that I love to do, and I always loved it. I love rhythm, you know, and that's my life. To walk, you know, it takes energy to walk, especially I'm in my 80s now. I've been playing drums ever since I was a teenager, professionally, which is a long time ago. So I cherish every moment of it, you know.
And what are your earliest memories of playing the drums? Do you remember the first time you actually played?
Well, I didn't even have a complete set of drums. You know, I bought one piece at a time. I bought a bass drum. I remember I was probably a teenager, or very young anyhow. I worked at this summer camp during July and August. And after that, they paid me for working. I got that money together and bought a bass drum. That's one of the first things I bought, because I had a snare drum that somebody had given me when I was very young. So I had the snare drum. I start getting cymbals one piece at a time. Every time I would have a gig or would have some money, I would go to the store and buy a cymbal, another cymbal, hi-hats. And that's how I got my drums together, one piece at a time. And I think I did have that feeling of swinging. You know, I mean, ding, ding, da-ding, ding, da-ding, that kind of swing, not just a fancy word. I mean, swinging, making the drums sort of sing, and people like to play with me. Some of the older musicians would always like to play with this little young Roy Haynes guy because he had that swing. And that's one of the things that has kept me out here. You know, I think it comes from here. It's not just to sit at the drums and play da 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 or any of that's just to be able to ding ding da ding ding da ding ding da ding and make everyone else sound good. That's one of the things that I did have that I'm very proud of, which I still have, ding ding da ding.
So the heartbeat, but the other thing that I noticed earlier as well is that you were dancing. When you weren't at the drum kit, you actually got round to the front of the stage and you were tap dancing. Tell me about that. That was interesting.
You're really paying attention, aren't you?
Too right I am. That's what I'm paid to do, my friend.
Wow. You know, that's something when people, you don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's going to come up and remind you about what you were doing or what you were trying to do. And I love that.
Okay. That's good.
In fact, I love it so much, I'm going to give you a sample.
Here we go. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, how special a moment was that? You saw something that not everybody in this world will ever see, Roy Haynes tap dancing in front of you. What a fantastic moment.
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
That's the first time I ever did it like that. I mean, since I was a youngster. Dance in front of an audience like that. Thank you.
The body movement, having that sense of the rhythm and the energy flowing through you, not just in the hands, but your whole body. I sense that that's important in your approach as well.
I guess, and I never think about that. That's the way it just happened.
I think this is the right moment to listen to a bit of music. So we've seen Roy Haynes dancing, and now we're going to listen to Roy Haynes actually playing. This is a piece called Wail, and it's from an absolutely beautiful trio record that Roy made with the pianist Danilo Perez and the bassist John Patitucci in the year 2000. This is Roy Haynes' trio with Wail. So that was recorded in the year 2000 with Danilo Perez and John Patitucci. And Danilo is from Panama, from the islands, and your roots are in the islands as well, in the Caribbean, from Barbados.
Barbados, yes.
And that whole Caribbean rhythmic sensibility is very strong on that track.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's been important to you over the years, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You notice it had me bouncing a little bit here?
Yeah.
The composition, I think, was a Bud Powell composition,
absolutely,
but it was done sort of in that flavor of that Caribbean sort of feeling.
And there are lots, maybe it's not said enough, but there are lots of African-American jazz musicians who have Caribbean roots as well from the islands.
Oh, yes, quite a few. And a lot of, I can't think of all the names offhand, but from Brooklyn, New York, we had a lot of people from the Caribbean descents. My mother and father were both from Barbados. And we had a lot of, as they're called, Bajans and Jamaicans in Brooklyn and throughout Harlem and New York in general. Yes.
So you mentioned Bud Powell, who was the composer of that track, Whale. He's one of the many legends that you've played with over the years. We could also mention people like Charlie Parker or Coltrane or Sarah Vaughan. Is there a musician in particular who stands out in your mind for being maybe the most inspiring or the person with whom you had the most fun when you were playing?
Well, you know, in this music, this so-called jazz, especially the age that I am, I started it when I was a late teenager in Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, I was very serious about it because my brother was interested in music. There were four of us. My brother Douglas was the oldest. Like I said, he was born in Barbados. And then there was Vincent, who was born in Boston, myself. And then Michael was 2 years younger than me. Michael and I are the only ones still alive. And my oldest brother, Douglas, yeah, he was like ahead of his time. You know, I don't know, he inspired me, even though he didn't play much professionally, but he studied a lot of music. He played trumpet, he studied guitar, he went to some of the big music schools in Boston and New York, I think, as well. Yeah.
And from that, I mean, it's great that you've mentioned a member of your family when I've asked you about all of these incredible musicians that you've played with, because we often forget that those people who are close to home are just as inspiring as the real legends.
A fascinating insight into the music of Roy Haynes. Well, time now to enjoy some concert music from the Master Drummer, with his Fountain of Youth band recording at the Queen Elizabeth Hall at the South Bank Centre on Friday the 18th of November as part of the 2011 London Jazz Festival in association with BBC Radio 3. We're showcasing the talents of Martin Bergerano on piano, saxophonist Jalil Shaw, bassist David Wong, and of course Roy Haynes on the drums, starting with Pat Metheny's James.
Thank you. Thank you.
Roy Haynes and his Fountain of Youth band, and that was Trinkle Trinkle by Thelonious Monk, and opening the set, Pat Metheny's James, featuring Martin Bergerano on piano, saxophonist Jalil Shaw, bassist David Wong, and of course Roy Haynes on the drums. Recorded at last year's London Jazz Festival at the Queen Elizabeth Hall on Friday the 18th of November as part of the 2011 London Jazz Festival in association with BBC Radio 3. And more from that set shortly. 40 years ago, pianist Keith Jarrett recorded his first ECM disc, the solo piano recording called Facing You. Well, now he has a brand new release out on the label, a double CD recorded at Brazil's Teatro Municipal in Rio de Janeiro. This uplifting recording moved Guardian critic John Fordham to award it 5 stars in his recent review. And as the story goes, Jarrett was on the phone to ECM boss Manfred Eicher even before the applause had died down. He was so convinced this was his best concert in years. So let's listen to Rio Part 8.
Thank you.
taken from the new 2CD recording Rio. That was Keith Jarrett and Rio Part 8, and that's out now on the ECM label and is a must for all Jarrett fans, old and new, as it's an amazing display of virtuosity and a true testament to his great ability to improvise. Manchester-based trumpeter Neil Yates makes his Edition Records debut with Five Countries, recorded with Romanian guitarist Salt Bendy and Irish percussionist Cormac Byrne. The title describes these musicians' places of birth, and the music migrates from Ireland, Scotland, America, Romania, Hungary and Spain. Well, let's get carried off to Spain now with a flamenco undercurrent in the track Flutter and Flight.
Thank you.
Flutter and Flight, played by Neil Yates on flugelhorn, Zulf Bendy on classical guitar, and Cormac Byrne on percussion. And that's taken from their debut release for Edition Records, and it's called Five Countries. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online, and on DAB digital radio. Well, time for more insights from tonight's concert guest drummer Roy Haynes. Before we hear some more concert highlights from his performance at the 2011 London Jazz Festival, here's Roy in the company of Kevin Legendre.
We were talking backstage about Charlie Parker and what he was like as a person, which really interested me because you said that he had a great sense of humour, which is something which people don't tend to associate him with.
Well, not that I would think he would want to go on stage with his humor. But, you know, in fact, a lot of the musicians, especially the jazz musicians, you know, a lot of them do have a great sense of humor. They can be very humorous. And for a good example, Louis Armstrong, you know, you would see him being amused and being humorous, and, you know, in a nice way, of course. So I think we've seen that in a lot of our different artists that play this music. A little humor. Even in your playing, you could hear it sometimes.
Okay, let's listen to another piece of music. This is from an album that you made with a great saxophonist, composer, and arranger called Oliver Nelson, The Blues and the Abstract Truth, which was recorded in 1961. And it's a special piece of music which is very appropriate for the London Jazz Festival because we've been celebrating the 50th anniversary of Impulse. And this is a track from that album featuring Roy Haynes. This is Oliver Nelson's Cascades. Oliver Nelson's Cascades from the timeless album The Blues and the Abstract Truth. I sense that that takes you back, that session. You seem to be lost in a certain amount of reverie right now.
That's something. Memories, and a lot of them are not even living now, so it does. I feel a little lonesome out here, you know.
Right.
So many people gone, you know, and wow. I am, still traveling all over the world.
That's an interesting point, the fact that you are one of the survivors, that you're one of the few musicians with who is a living link to that era. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's, you know, when you start thinking about it, at least in my case, you know, you're happy, but it doesn't make you too happy to think, you know, you're thinking back about so many people that are not here, that are gone, and, you know, none of us are here forever anyhow, but for the moment, I'm lucky I'm here.
The drumming style that you've developed over the years and what we heard on that track as well, it has a lot of power, yet at the same time there's a real lightness of touch. Did you ever listen to and try to learn from percussionists, from hand drummers as well as kit drummers?
I guess when you're listening, you can be learning anyhow, whether you realize it or not, you know. But I always wanted to do something that people in the world would know that it is this Roy Haynes, or somebody. I would like to find out more about this person that's playing the drums. And it has been so. It has, you know, happened for me that way as well.
A fascinating insight into the music of Roy Haynes. And now let's enjoy Roy and his Fountain of Youth band, recorded at the Queen Elizabeth Hall at the South Bank Centre on Friday the 18th of November as part of the 2011 London Jazz Festival in association with BBC Radio 3. And the music continues now with Cole Porter's My Heart Belongs to Daddy, and that's followed by Charlie Parker's Diverse. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roy Haynes and his Fountain of Youth band, and you heard Charlie Parker's Diverse, and before that, Cole Porter's My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. This week, Jez presents a review of the year in jazz on the international scene. And on next week's show, concert music from Swedish singer Victoria Tolstoy and saxophonist Gilad Atzmon and his Orient House Ensemble. To finish today's show, here's something from someone who was very busy during last year's London Jazz Festival, clarinetist Aaron Gosch. This is the closing track from his critically acclaimed release, Primal Odyssey, and it's just three clarinets playing beautifully together. Shabaka Hutchins on bass clarinet is joined by Aaron and Idris Rahman on Nocturne. Till next time from me, Claire Martin. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3, and much of the next 2 hours is devoted to the composer John Foulds. He was born in Manchester in 1880, and he later became musical director of All India Radio, dying of cholera in Calcutta in 1939. From a recent disc of his music by the BBC Concert Orchestra and conductor Ronald Corp, first here's Foulds' Celtic Overture from 1930. As Lewis Foreman writes in his CD notes, Foulds deliberately blurs the national characteristics of his Celtic subjects, one minute Scottish or Welsh, the next Irish. The piece opens with horns calling that seem to announce a competitor to Hamish McCun's popular overture, The Land of the Mountain and the Flood. John Folds called many of his works Celtic, always spelling it with an initial K, incidentally, and that was his Celtic Overture. The BBC Concert Orchestra and Ronald Corp continue with Folds' Four Holiday Sketches, a light-hearted evocation of Germany before the First World War. Festival in Nuremberg parodies a military band, long before later events tarnished the city's name. A gypsy violinist from Bohemia is followed by a cello solo depicting evening in the Odenwald hills in Bavaria. And finally, the bells of Koblenz echo across the Rhine.